T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Comic book legend Stan Lee has died at the age of 95. On our news line right now, Abraham Riesman, who covers comics for New York Magazine's Vulture.com. Mr. Riesman, thank you for being with us. Tell us more about how Stan Lee, for those who aren't into comic books as much as you are, how did Stan Lee revolutionize the comic book industry?
Yeah, he, in the 1960s, along with some artistic collaborators, really transformed the medium and also transformed the genre of superhero fiction. Even if you don't read comic books, you've likely heard of some of the things that he co-created. You know, the X-Men, the Avengers, Iron Man, the Fantastic Four, Black Panther, all of these characters that populate the Marvel Universe. For the most part, the really big names, those were Stan and his collaborators creating them. So he's left a real impact on pop culture beyond just the comic book page.
We've heard a little this afternoon about why Stan Lee had his superheroes always seem to have human flaws. Why was that important to him?
He initially was getting bored with working on superhero comics and working on comics in general. And in the early 1960s, so the story goes, he was about to quit. And his wife said to him, you should try and pitch a comic that you'd want to read, you know, something that would appeal to you. And he thought, you know, what would be really interesting is if I gave these superheroes feet of clay, as he put it. And that was something that interested him, that made him think these characters could be more than just a flat cardboard cutouts. And that was something that he infused into all the work that he did back in those pivotal years.
So in all, how many characters did he create? How many characters did he co-create? Do you know?
It would be near impossible to do a full running tally if you include all of the amazing little minor characters that he created, but dozens upon dozens, and he's touched the lives of an infinite number of people.
Will there ever be another Stan Lee, or did he write the book, so to speak?
I think you can see there could be Stan Lees for other industries, but when it comes to comics and superhero fiction, I think he's the only one.
Abraham Riesman, covering the comics for Vulture.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.